Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 27th of February, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. News from the Mobile World Congress is that there is a new Samsung S9 and S9 Plus, new Nokia Android phones with the remembrance of the Matrix banana phone, and new laptops from Huawei with a special place for its camera. More on this tomorrow. A file that Apple updated on its website last month provides the first acknowledgement that it's reliant on Google's public cloud for data storage for its iCloud services. The disclosure is fresh evidence that Google's cloud has been picking up usage as it looks to catch up with Amazon and Microsoft in the cloud infrastructure business. Some media outlets reported on Google's iCloud win in 2016, but Apple never provided a confirmation. Also, Apple is preparing to release a trio of new smartphones later this year. The largest iPhone ever, an upgraded handset the same size as the current iPhone X, and a less expensive model with some of the flagship's phone's key features. With the new lineup, Apple wants to appeal to the growing number of consumers who crave the multitasking attributes of the so-called phablets, while also catering for those looking for a more affordable version of the iPhone X, according to people familiar with the product. The day that 2018 Winter Olympics ended in Pyeongchang, South Korea, technology companies announced plans to turn the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo into a 5G tech hub. Tech companies are planning to turn Tokyo into a smart city with more video streams, internet-connected devices, 4K video in moving cars, and facial recognition for stadium access and security. This year's Winter Olympics use 5G technology throughout Pyeongchang, and companies such as Toyota, Qualcomm, Intel, and others will be looking to expand on those efforts in Tokyo. More than 40% of global login attempts are malicious, thanks to bot-driven credential stuffing attacks, according to a new report from Ponemon that has analyzed actual network traffic across the Akamai CDN. Cybercriminals are now looking to switch botnets from distributed denial-of-service attacks to using stolen credentials to try to access online accounts. They found that some businesses' bot activity can make up as much as 90% of their daily traffic. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at onthismedia.com.